And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster still has Lum and Abner's report on the health-promoting properties of Grandpappy Spears Spring, and he still hasn't started accepting investments in the proposed health resort. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the John Downs Stern Library discussing a rumor which Abner's heard.
Well, I know I heard something like that long.
Oh, that's just some gossip you heard somewhere, Abner. Leastways, thought you did.
Huh?
You can't depend on gossip, because that stuff's never right.
Yeah, Long, but this ain't exactly gossip, I don't think. Caleb Weehawk said that Grandpappy Spears and Mr. Webster had a big meeting twixt themselves last night, and then they held another this morning. He ordered over.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Huh?
Grandpap's president of the company, ain't he?
Well, yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with him and Mr. Webster having some meetings.
Well, no, but see, Izzy Seastock said that Grandpap was kind of talking like he was going to own a lot of that health resort that we're going to build.
Well, he ought to own a big share of it.
Huh?
It ain't no more than right. After all, it's his spring there that we're building the health resort around, ain't it?
Well, yeah.
If it weren't for that healthy spring water there, well, there wouldn't be no sense of building the hotel and all that stuff.
Well, no, I reckon not.
Oh, I'm glad to see him getting a good share of the company. He deserves it. He's lived on that place for years and years.
Yeah, I know.
If anybody ought to make any money out of it, it ought to be Grandpap.
Yeah, well.
Be nice for Aunt Charity, too.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's nice for him, I reckon, but...
There's a deserving woman if we'll ever know one.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a pretty good seat in the better world if anybody in this town has.
Yeah, she's sure good. I just hope that Grandpap leaves a little share of it for us, though.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty of shares for everybody.
They will, huh?
Well, sure. The only reason me and you won't get too big of a share is that we ain't got enough to invest in the first place.
Well, what was that? Come over that again, Lum. I believe I jumped the track back there or something.
I just said we can't expect a very big share in the health resort company because we ain't got much money to invest in it.
Oh,
it's just like that old Eddard saying, we have to have money to make money, looks like.
Yeah, I reckon that's just the way things have to have money to make money. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, see, the idea...
If you don't want money, well, what do you need to make any for long?
Well, that's sort of the idea of it. Only you got the wrong slants on it.
Uh-huh.
You see, if you ain't got no money, you can't make none.
You can't.
Got to have something to get started on. Make the invest.
Oh? Well, how does a fella get started?
Well, say he takes $1,000 and invests it. First thing you know, he's got $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah, and then he takes the $10,000 and invests that.
Now, whoa, now just a minute. I'll back that up now. Where did he get that first thousand?
That's what he started with.
Yeah, but where did he get it to start with? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, he just, he had that.
I know he did. You done told me that, Lum, but what I want to know is, where did he get it? Did he steal it?
Of course not.
I bound you he did, the way you keep dodging the question. He's
a thief. He never stole the money. Now, you can get that out of here right out of your head.
Well, what did he do then? Just find it somewhere?
No, more likely took him $100 and invested it in something, and the first thing you know, he had $1,000.
Well, I'll be that way. Doggy, where'd he get the hunters?
I don't know, Elmer.
Long, you sure now he ain't stealing that money somewhere?
No, of course he ain't.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds to me like he's getting that money awful easy there for some reason.
Well, he's just a smart businessman, that's all.
Well, he's smart at something, I can say that for him, Miller. Make $10,000 that way. That easy.
He just knows how to make good in there.
Oh, he must. He must.
As far as $100 goes, he more than likely worked and saved it up, I reckon.
What sort of work did he do?
I don't know, Abner. Any kind of work he could save $100.
Yeah, I just wonder what a fella could do to save $100. I might go into the
cut out chewing tobacco and stuff like that.
Cut out?
Mm-hmm.
You mean cut out them little squares of it that you buy?
No, quit chewing tobacco. Save his money.
Make $100?
Yeah, near popcorn, go to picture shows or anything like that.
Dog, I don't chew, but I'll start it up and quit it if I can make $100 doing it. I'll tell you, that's easy money right there. I'll take that job.
Anybody ought to be able to save $100. Start out with nothing. Not even have a nickel.
Huh? He never had a nickel or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, All I can say is, Mom, that you sure picked a poor fella to use for example of what you're telling me.
Picked a poor fella?
Yeah. He said he never had nothing to start out with, not even a nickel. Well, first thing you know, he's got $10,000. And here, on the other hand, just a minute ago, you were saying that you had to have money to make money. He never had but a nickel.
Oh, well, what I meant, but... Well, let's see now. What did I mean?
Yeah, what did you mean?
You got a fella sort of mixed up.
I know one thing. I'd like to go in partnerships with that fella. What's his name, anyway, Mom?
Who?
This fella making all that money.
Oh, I don't know. I just used him for an example.
I know you did, but what's his name? You know he's got a name, Mom.
Well, it could be most anybody.
Yeah, but just who is it? That's what I want to know.
Now, look, that's the whole idea. When I
said a fella had... I know he must have stole that money, Mom, the way you're trying to hide him. He stole it, so is the world, and you know it.
I told you he never stole the money. He made it all honest.
All right, if he's honest and upstanding, what are you so fair to tell me his name for him?
All right, if it'll make you happy, we'll say John Doe or John Smith.
Which one of them?
All right, we'll make it John Smith.
John Smith, huh?
Yeah. Now, are you satisfied?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just want to know who it was. Hard to believe, though. You sure you got that straight, Mom?
Of course I am.
You mean old Uncle John Smith, Lou Smith's brother?
He's as good a John Smith as any, I reckon.
Why, that varmint.
Varmint?
That snake is me weeds. You know that old man owed me $4 now for over a year, and just last Friday he stood right out there on our front porch and looked me right in the eye and told me he never had a dime to his name.
Owed you some money?
Yes, sir, $4, and he said he never had a dime to his name.
He's owing the store some money.
Well, that's me, ain't it? I'm a partnership of it.
Well, just recollect that if he ever pays you.
Just stood out there, that smile on his face.
Oh, well, Harold.
He was broke. Running around here with $10,000 in his pocket.
Well, now, just
to say... So, I'm going over there, that makes me mad. I'm going to collect that money and fire off that lower 40 with him.
Well, come back here, Abner, sit down here.
Oh.
I never meant Uncle John was actually one. I just...
You said that you were positive it was him.
Look, Abner, all I was doing was just using that name for an example. It wasn't really him.
You sure?
Why, sure, I'm sure.
Who was it then? Was it Charlie Withers?
Charlie Withers.
Yeah, that might be where you got mixed up, Mom. You know, Charlie and Uncle John, they look enough alike to be own blood brothers. Was that who it was, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah. Let's say it was Charlie.
You sure this time?
Yeah, I'm sure. Anything to get this settled.
My doggy, there's another varmint that owes me money. I'm going over to his place, Mom, and tell that critter...
Oh, for goodness sake, Abner, come back here. It wasn't Charlie Withers, neither. Sit down, Abner.
For the land's sakes alive. Who was it then?
I don't know.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind, Mom. You tell me it was one fella, and then I'm going to jump on him, and you start telling me it was somebody else. I want my money.
It ain't nobody, I don't think.
Mom, I bound his Uncle John. You're just trying to protect him.
I ain't no such thing.
Yes, you are. I can see it now. You're just trying to get in good with him since you found out he's rich. You just want to be on his side.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I don't get Mom, Eddard. I'd be ashamed of myself if I was you. Turning again me your old true friend just for a few paltry dollars.
Oh, to goodness, Abby. You can get yourself carried further away than any six humans in the whole universe.
Mom. Look me square in the eye. Look here. Look me in the eye.
I'm looking at you.
All right, just don't glance all fat away now. Look at me now. Right.
What is it?
Just admit the whole thing.
For goodness sake. Can't you understand it? It wasn't Uncle John or Charlie Withers or nobody else in Pine Ridge.
Well, who was it then? Lordy, you got my cue office surrounded up here. I can't hardly stand it, Mom.
Abner, does any fellow by the name of John Doe owe you any money?
John Doe, No, not that I know of. Why'd he say he did?
No. Have you got anything against anybody named John Doe?
No.
Do you know anybody named John Doe?
No, I don't believe I do. Doe.
Oh, good. That's who it is, then. John Doe.
Well, Doggy, I'm sure glad we got that settled.
You're glad? I'm practical hysterical with joy myself.
Whereabouts does this Mr. Doe live at?
I don't know.
Cherry Hill?
Abner, he don't actually live no place.
He don't? You mean he's a tramp?
Oh, me.
No, because I'll say one thing for him. He must be a smart tramp to make all that money without doing no work at all.
Listen now. Wait a minute, though. There comes Grand Pappy Spears. I never was so glad to see anybody else in my whole life.
Wonder if Grandpap's heard about that feller, Doe.
I know one feller that don't want to hear about me no more.
I told you, I want... Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy.
Come on back here.
Yeah, how are you today, Grandpa?
I'd rather you fellas wouldn't call me Grandpap no more, if you don't mind.
Huh?
Rather you'd refer to me as Mr. Spears.
Mr. Spears?
Yeah, that's a heap more dignified for a fellow that's head of a big company like I am.
Oh, oh, I see.
Well, say, Mr. Spears, I know where we can get an awful big investor for the company. A smart tramp from Cherry Hill named Charlie Dole.
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner, will you forget that?
Well, Lima, a tramp ain't got no use for his money. Might just as well put it in the health resort.
Yes, sir, I don't know where me and Mr. Webster are going to need no investors for our company or not, fellas.
Ain't going to need no investors.
What do you mean by that, Grandpap?
Well, I can't tell you just yet, Mom. All I can say now is this. You fellas are looking at a future millionaires.
Huh, millionaires?
Yes, sir. I've always said you don't have to have money to make money.